In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that we know what the Republicans have demanded, we're going to ask them to predict what demands will the Democrats make for their next debate. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations, and CarMax offering more than 40,000 used cars and trucks online and in stores with over 150 locations from coast to coast. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax, the bright side of car buying. The Gilchrist Foundation, supporting NPR's enduring commitment to making music, arts, and culture accessible to audiences in the Midwest and across America. More information is available at thegilchristfoundation.org. Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, working with others to build a culture of health, enabling all in America's diverse society to lead healthier lives now and for generations to come. On the web at rwjf.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Candace. Can't Mitt Tell Me Nothing. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to Les Dolarchik at Chase Bank. And this week we say a very fond farewell to our friend John Zajac, also of Chase Bank. It was John who first led us into the Chase Bank building and kept it secret from the people who actually run the bank. Thank you, John, for the hospitality, the kindness for the last 10 years, and we will miss your post-show DJ sets. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernbos. Technical direction from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what debate demands will the Democrats make? Amy Dickinson.
A porta potty and or depends.
Peter Gross.
Bernie Sanders will demand a hairbrush. Hillary will demand a ban on all words that end in Aussie. And Lincoln Chafee will demand that his wife wake him up from his nap when the debate comes on TV.
And Paula Poundstone.
The Democratic candidates as a group have insisted that for the first 10 minutes of the debate broadcast, the network show clips from the most recent Republican debate.
Well, if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Amy Dickinson, Peter Gross, and Paula Poundstone. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.